Unit 3. Energy. Track 21.
Do you think the government should charge a carbon tax?
A carbon tax? What do you mean exactly?
Well, whether companies and individual citizens should pay some kind of carbon tax in proportion to the amount of carbon they use, to offset carbon emissions.
No, I don't think so. But it could be voluntary. In the same way, when you book a flight with certain airlines, you can choose to pay carbon offset or not. A carbon tax wouldn't be at all popular here in the UK, although I do think more manufacturing companies could make regular donations to offset their carbon emissions.
Do you think the government should charge taxpayers a carbon tax?
No, not if it's just another tax. I think it'll fail. But if it's a tax where it makes industry and people really behave differently, that's all to the good. Even so, I think it should come with some kind of tax deduction or tax relief elsewhere, especially for new businesses, so that they don't end up paying higher taxes.
How do you think developing countries should reduce their carbon emissions?
Firstly, I think the richer countries should stop making these demands on developing countries. People in developing countries have just the same rights to basic energy as we have. You know, many people in the developing world still don't have access to piped gas and electricity. They cook over wood fires, they don't have tractors to farm the land, and they walk or cycle to work. Secondly, richer countries should help developing countries obtain their basic energy needs at the lowest possible price and in the greenest possible way. Yes, China and India need to adopt national targets for reducing carbon emissions. I understand China has already moved in this direction, and India is also considering such a move. So all countries should have international targets for reducing carbon emissions, not just developing ones.
Would you live in the same area as a wind farm?
Yes, if the wind turbines were located in the right position without damaging the local environment. Although I'd also have solar panels on my house.
Well, the countryside where I live is very picturesque, so I can see how some locals might object to it. But there is very high unemployment, so if it brought jobs and improved services to the area, why not?
The trouble with wind power is that although it's a clean energy, some people don't want turbines in their local area because, well, they obviously spoil the scenery. But it's now typical in many parts of the U.S. and Europe for landowners to lease their land to wind energy developers, and there are a few complaints. At the end of the day, it's certainly preferable to living next door to a nuclear power station.